Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. coronavirus vaccination campaign is now underway. Healthcare workers were among the first to receive the vaccine on Monday. A U.S. government spokeswoman said pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and partners delivered the frozen vials to 141 of the 145 targeted locations during day one of the rollout. Healthcare facilities in American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the North Mariana Islands, and Guam are still awaiting supplies. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments and provisions shielding businesses from lawsuits related to the virus. But the path forward is unclear as congressional leaders and Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding, possibly by targeted deadline of midnight Friday, to deliver the completed package to President Donald Trump. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the closure of many of the country's beaches to fight a resurgence of COVID-19 infections heading toward the Christmas holiday. Ramaphosa on Monday announcing an extended nighttime curfew and increased restrictions on sales of alcohol, which will now be available Monday to Thursday between 10 and 6 p.m. Ramaphosa also extended a nighttime curfew from 11 p.m. until 4 a.m. and restaurants and bars must close at 10 p.m. Via remote, this is VOA News. Attorney General William Barr, one of President Trump's staunchest allies, is resigning amid lingering tension with the president over the president's baseless claim of election fraud and the investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son. Barr went to the White House Wednesday, make that one day, where Trump said the attorney general submitted his letter of resignation. Trump said Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General. U.S. President-elect Biden praises voters for turning out in record numbers despite fears of COVID-19 and enormous political pressure, verbal abuse, and even threats of physical violence against those running the elections. Biden is telling Americans that democracy prevailed and now is the time to unite to heal. On Monday evening, Biden, for the first time, bluntly condemned attempts by President Trump and his allies to overturn the results, calling it an unprecedented assault on our democracy. Not even an abuse of power can stop a peaceful transition, Biden said just hours after members of the Electoral College voted in every state and the District of Columbia to formally give Biden more than 270 electoral votes needed to certify his election victory. Whether Biden's message of unity will have any effect remains to be seen. Biden is preparing to be sworn in as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. The kidnappers of more than 300 students from the government science secondary school in Nigeria are demanding a government ransom to free them. Katsina's state's governor said the boys were taken during an attack on their school Friday night. A joint rescue operation was launched Saturday by Nigeria's police, Air Force, and Army, according to the government. The military was in a gunfight, or gunfights rather, with the bandits after locating their hideout in the Zangopala Forest Saturday, according to a statement from President Muhammadu Buhari's office. Authorities say when the school was attacked, police engaged in a gunfight with the gunmen, allowing many students to scale the school's fence and run for safety. Ethiopia sent civil servants in Tigray back to work Monday and ordered gun owners to disarm as President Abiy Ahmed's government attempts to restore normality in the northern region after weeks of war. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara is beginning his third term in office while appealing to the opposition to end tensions after election-related violence claimed dozens of lives. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.